he was probably tired. Just got back from Miami. He said he hopes to come tonight. We are on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah. Halacha Beis. Got it? Okay. Ein lochim truma bekesef ma'aser. You can't buy truma with ma'aser sheni money, even in Yerushalayim. Of course, if nation me'mayit b'achiloso, because you diminished the capacity to eat it, because obviously, as Amar will say, only kohanim can eat it, and so on and so forth. Rishim matim shirim permits you to buy truma with ma'aser sheni money. Amlan Rabbi Shimon said, I'll bring you a logical proof, a logical evidence for my position. If we permit an individual to buy, Torah really permits an individual to buy korbanos with his ma'aser sheni money, even though they're susceptible possibly to potential becoming pigo, becoming nosar, becoming tome, which makes them obviously inedible. Lo naika, but truma should we not be lenient and allow you to purchase truma with the ma'aser sheni money? So they said to him, low is kind of out of place here. Ma loheka b'zivchei shlomim really means, why were we lenient and allow you to use my sheni money to buy? Or why the Torah like to use my sheni money to buy korbanos? Shkei mutan luzarim, because these korbanos shlomim are permitted even for non-kohanim. Nekam b'truma as opposed to truma, we're not going to permit you to buy truma with my sheni money. Shkei mutan luzarim, because it's forbidden for non-kohanim to eat. Okay? Says Mara Tani, we learn, why should you not buy a truma with the my sheni money? Shalo yavali de psul. In order that you should not come to obviously have a problem. Psul, invalidation. Mali de psul, what's the problem? What's the invalidation we're concerned about? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Shanif Sabbath full yom. You know, if you buy truma with my tesheni money, and then a tfuyom, someone just went to the mikvah that day, touches the truma, so then it becomes inedible, right? Oh, you mean the tani? Yeah, look at Pnei Moshe, there's a price. See that? First Pnei Moshe. Tani Reis. Yeah. Okay? So what happens if it becomes possible with tful yom? Then indeed, you can't eat it. Why should tamei dvar Torah? Because it's tamei mida raisa. You can't. There's something funny here. Should be Shutami the Rabbana. Tuyom is not Tami the Raisa. He's a quasi status. At best, it should say, I didn't realize that. Really? He's not a proper gear. A tuyum doesn't make it. A tuyum is just passes the truma. It doesn't make a tummy. He takes out the whole line. No. He takes out the whole line. Below Garcina law. You take a look at the third line in the Pnei Moshe, it takes out the whole line. Third narrow line in Pnei Moshe, excuse me.
Hey, does say he takes it out, but he does say in case you do leave it in.
Yes, I would change.
It means posa, right? It's got to mean that, yeah. Does he change it also?
That which we say lo shara b'yaruda is tamar lo isla. Ilay ha'alim ha'elas. If you say
Yeah, all right. So what it means is that guy can't read the Eden because he's Tfuyam. It's not really Tame Daraisa, but it wasn't Mitame the Truma Daraisa, but it meant the puzzle. In other words, it's rendered unfit to eat. If those say that Yochli, and the other one, you can't redeem the Truma, with you should tar the Vartar because Midaraisa, when the Tfuyam touches the Truma, it remains tar. It doesn't become Tame. Right, if a tfuyam touches the truma, so it remains a permanent limbo, can never be eaten and never redeemed, and that's why you cannot redeem Meister Sheni by acquiring truma, redeem Meister Sheni money by acquiring truma, because you're never going to be able to eat it. Okay, says the Gemara, ukeshem, I skipped. Ma'ome me'mayt b'achilo, so. Says in our Mishnah that it's my bachiloso. Okay, and Bryce has said that you bring it to psul, that the truma becomes possible. But our Mishnah says you diminish the people who are capable of eating it. Because truma asrul azorim, truma is forbidden for non kohanim to eat, whereas maizah sheni mutzal azorim, maizah sheni is permitted for non kohanim to eat. Truma asur b'tfuyom. A truma is not, as we just learned a few minutes ago, truma may not be eaten by somebody who just went to mikvah before nightfall. Ma'isheshei mutzer t'fuyom. Ma'isheshei may be eaten by somebody who's gone to the mikvah and has not yet had arev shemesh. The night has not yet fallen upon him. Ukshem shuma ma'it b'achiloso says, wait a minute. You should say more than that. Just like you're diminishing the capacity to eat this ma'isheshei, kach ma'it b'achiloso, so to diminishing the capacity to eat the truma. Why is that? Truma buter sone. A truma has no parameter of joy attached to it. So if a truma may be eaten by a kohen who's an onen, meaning one who's between the death and burial of a loved one, at a state of mourning, so such an individual may eat truma, although he may not eat maizer sheni, right? Maizer sheni also onen. Truma ain't a tuna mechitza. Truma does not have been inside any specific wall. Maizer sheni to mechitza. Maizer sheni has been inside the wall of Yerushalayim. So we see that there are deficits on both sides, right? It's a two-way street. So it's more Ashkech Tani, Taka found a Braisa which says, Nivneshu might b'achiloso v'achiloso. Why can't you make truma to Meister Sheni? Because it's a deficit, and it's in the eating of it as Meister Sheni, and the eating of its truma as well. In other words, both sides come out losers in this equation. Okay? Tani, we learned, Ein lochim shviz mikesem Meister Sheni. One cannot buy Shemitah fruit from Meister Sheni money, right? Where Shemitah fruit is susceptible to biur, to being eradicated, you know, when all the animals lose their portions out in the field. So it's a loss of Meister Sheni, right? Or Rabbi Yosef said, Machlokasi. This is Machlokas. In other words, we have a question on Mishnah. Whether we have, according to Machlokas Rabbanu Rabbi Shimon, whether one is allowed to buy truma with Meister Sheni money. So too we're going to have a machlokas. It's going to be a machlokas where the one is allowed to buy Shemitah fruit with one's Meister Sheni money. So it says where it's no machlokas. Rabbi Yonah says, Rabbi Yonah says machlokas. I'm Rabbi Yonah, Divrei HaKolvi. Everybody agrees that although you can, although Corey, you may perhaps, at least according to Rabbi Shimon, be allowed to buy truma with Meister Sheni money, you may not buy, you certainly may not buy Shemitah fruit with my Shem money. So the Gemara asks, why not? Has an implicit question, why not? Says the Gemara, Ochli Truma's reasoning. The people eat Truma are meticulously careful to safeguard it and use it properly. So therefore, you're allowed to buy Truma with your Mitzvah money. The people who safeguard Shemitah are not so. You know, Shemitah is a commoner's thing. It's not just Kohanim. So therefore, they're not going to be so careful. They're never not allowed to buy it with Mitzvah money. Okay? Mr. Suzuki, you with me?
Yes.
Okay?
So just making a distinction between
Boy, you're really in a scholar mode tonight.
Let's just throw a little
Yeah. Aristocratic Kohanim, all the Sadducees. Okay. Do we learn a Mishnah? It says if one Pesach got mixed up in a lot of Bechoros, you don't know which one's a Pesach and which one's a Bechor, right? Korban Pesach, right? So Rabbi Shimon Meir, im chaburos Kohanim, if the Pesach belonged to a bunch of Kohanim, a group of Kohanim, because each Pesach is acquired by a chabura, so by a group of people. So Yochel, they can eat all the Korbanos, both the one which is the Korban Pesach, and the ones which are Bechor, these Kohanim can eat them. So then we're asked the Kasha. Until we get to there's no implicit kasha, but Mark continues with the question. Vitani law, we learned in a brisa that Yochlu Kichoma Shemen, you go by the more severe. By the way, which is the more severe, Bechor or Korban Pesach?
We had this question before, didn't we?
I don't think so.
We had a question about Bechor and something else.
Yeah, which is more severe, Bechor or Korban Pesach? No. It's either A or B. Pesach get a short time to eat.
Oh, that's true.
Because Pesach can only get.
Short time.
Yeah. How long do you get to eat a Pesach? One night. How long do you eat a Bechor? A day and a night. Right. So you have to go by like the more chomer, like the more severe standard, which is Pesach. Now, why are we bringing this down? We're bringing this down because there's a kasha implicit here. The kasha is that we see that even people who are not Kohanim, well, the truth is they are Kohanim, but even people are not Ochli Truma right now they're Ochli Korbanos. Nonetheless, there'll be reason we're not going to be worried that they're going to leave the Korban past the allotted time designation. So we see that all Kohanim are meticulous, right? Not just those who eat Truma. So Amar Lazy said, nah. Anybody eats a Korban Pesach at the time of year of Yudav, Tesva of Nisan, 50 day of Nisan, Zrizin and Kalechli Truma, they are meticulous and concerned as those people who eat Truma. And I'll prove that to you. Taylor's Lul Choshu came that they have a meticulous and careful concern. The thing that we learned normally in Shabbos, Ein Metzolim, Basar, Batzel, Beitzel, one is not allowed to fry meat and egg. Or onion, unless they're going to be fully cooked by the time during the day, right? Before Shabbos begins. And nonetheless, we learn Mishalshes at Pesach Latanorim Chashecha. You may put a Korban Pesach in your oven right before nightfall. Now, what are we not afraid of here? What should we be afraid of? You're going to do on Shabbos? You put it right before nightfall. Shema. You have to be a choim. You're going to stoke the fire, right? So why are we afraid that normally we are? The answer is that people eat Korban Pesach at the time they're about to eat Korban Pesach. They're meticulously concerned not to transgress such avodas, and that's why we have more leeway. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, amen. This is a new thing. Shimon Levi says, we know when you redeem hekdesh, you have to add a fifth, whatever the value is. Which is really, in modern terms, what is this fifth? What's the fifth of 100 in Gemara language?
Fifth of 100.
Why are you falling into my trap?
It's,
it's a quarter, 25%. Ah!
There we go,
25%. Why is that? Because it's a fifth? Milabar, not Milagav, on the outside, not on the inside. A fifth of 100 is 25, because 100 plus 125 creates the sum total. So 25 is a chomish, right? Chomish Milabar. Come on. It's not that hard. Yeah. Okay. Do you carry around a calculator with you?
What's that?
We carry around a calculator with you?
No,
I'll
just ask
myself. She says, okay. So you only add this fifth, which is how long you must add El Al Tchila Sektations on the first hektish. That's a very interesting thing. I did not know this, and I still don't know if I really know it. But if you have an animal which gets a moo, so the Mefarshim down here, you don't have to redeem the animal on money and then use the money to buy more korbanos. You redeem the animal on another animal. But to bring the first animal, you say, let its value be redeemed on this second animal. This trade. It's not tzmura. Tzmura is when the first one is suitable, and you make a designated second one, so both are kadosh. Because the first one's not suitable anymore anyway. It has a mum, it has a blemish. So then you can exchange on another animal. Now,
so the first animal loses its
kedusha. You said first animal loses its kedusha, right? It has still a residual kedusha, but I said for all intents and purposes, anybody can eat it now.
Trading with somebody else?
Trading and switching have no inherent difference. The only difference is when well, it has a move. Okay? So then you can do it as trading to the to another cow, whatever the case may be. So in Amen, so says more, Amos even you only add a fifth to the first thing in a series which is Kaddish, but not the thing which takes its place. Says more in Rabbi Lozer, says, V'tani Kain, we alert this in a braiso in Babhemat Meov in Padaberkecha. Says, you sanctify a defiled animal, defiled. An impure animal, a treif animal, a pig, a donkey. You redeem it for its value. A behemot, an impure animal. That is the beginning of hektish, meaning you can never trade up to an impure animal. You can trade up to a pure animal, but you can never trade up to an impure animal, right? Because how are you going to ever get an impure animal in the Beis Hamikdash? That's a bad, that didn't come out right. What I meant to say is an impure animal can never be the end result of a hektish process, only the beginning of a hektish process. Because ultimately you have to end up with a korban, right? That's what I meant to say. So it says, it's always the initial step in the hektish, mosiv chomesh, and that you had a fifth. Hakoshu tchilas hektish, mosiv chomesh. So to anything which is the initial hektish, you had a fifth, but not something so subsequently. Now, based on this, Rav Shmuel Bar Chia and Bar Yehuda, Hashem Rabbi Chanina said, Shlomim Shalokhan Bekesev Meiser. You have Shlomim. You bought them with Meiser Sheni money. Humimu. Now they get a move. Upidayan. And redeem the animals. Mosif Chomish. You add on a Chomish. Why is that? It's not Hekte Sheni. I might think this is Hekte Sheni, second class, second stage Hekdesh. Why? Because already was prior to being Hekdesh. What was his money? Meister Sheni money. So I might think that's the initial Hekdesh, on which a fifth is necessary, and now no fifth is necessary. Therefore, we say that it is necessary, because the first Kedusha was an animal. Was the animal to boil with the Meister Sheni money? Rav Shua Bar Chia Bar Yehuda B'Shem Rav China said, Shlomim Shalokha Mit Mei Pesach.
Is this chomish the value of now the animal, or is it the value of the
Meister Sheni? The animal. Hypothetically, it's supposed to be the same value, but it is the animal, because now you're redeeming the animal. Shmuel bar Achia bar Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Chanina said Shlomim shlochem erei Pesach. This is an even bigger chiddush. Shlomim, which is acquired for Pesach money. In other words, you have Pesach money, it was left over after Pesach. And then you bought Shlomim with it. So, if they got a mum and then you redeem them, mostly for Chomish, you add a fifth. That's a fascinating concept. You shouldn't have to add a fifth because it already was a korban, right? Because it tended for Pesach before, which is a bona fide korban. And now you use it for Shlomim. So what's it, so why in this case do you bring a chomesh? So says, well, I'll tell you why. Well, not yet. Rabbi Yehuda said chada tzurcha. One of these two statements necessary, v'chada lo tzurcha, and the other was not necessary. Rabbi Mona. Rabbi Mona said which statement was necessary? Pesach tzurcha. That a Pesach may then be sold and use the money to buy shlomim. That's a chiddush. Why is that a chiddush? Not yet. But first he says shlomim lo tzurcha. That a ma'aser sheni. Money is used to buy shlomim, and that gets a blemish, and then you redeem that. Then on that you add a fifth, that's pashut, because that's obviously tchilas hekdish, right? That's the initial state of hekdish. Here it's the novelty. Shaloi toima, you shouldn't say, hoilu pesach mishtana lishlei shem shlomim. Since a pesach automatically converts after pesach to a shlomim, right? So thereby might say hekdish echoru, that this is a continuation of the first hekdish. It's not a new hekdish. When do I bring an additional fifth? When it's a new hekdish, a tchilas hekdish. But I might say that this shlomim, which came out of Pesach money, is not a tchilas hekdish. Why is it not a new hekdish? Because it's a natural continuation of the previous Kedusha Pesach, which after the Paschal holiday automatically becomes shlomim. That's what Mar is telling us, that it doesn't become shlomim automatically. And if you make it shlomim, and then redeem it. That shlomi is considered to be a new, fresh tchilas hekdesh at the beginning of hekdesh, and then you have to have a fifth. Okay? It might be a toda too, but it has to be something which is kindred to shlomi.
What happens if you set aside money for a carbon shlomim and you have money left over after purchasing the first half? What happens if you...
That's go to hektish.
So hektish. Can you buy another? Can you buy another?
Same is true with stock, but anything.
But if you buy another animal left over money, would you have to pay a chomish on that?
No, you already paid your chomish, didn't you?
No, why? I bought a carbon shlomim with the money I set aside.
Yeah.
I have money left over. Prices went down. Buy another carbon shlomim.
Yeah.
Pay a chomish on that.
When it gets a boom? You don't?
No. This carbon is the animal by this carbon Pesach.
No. Just pay Pesach back.
That's right.
Yeah.
So forget about the boom. It's the fact is, in other words, Pesach normally is considered to be a type of korban shlomo, a unique type of korban shlomo, but it's not a korban shlomo. So is this halacha we're saying now, is it unique to Pesach, or is it by any kind of korban shlomo where you have money left over?
It's unique to Pesach. By Pesach, it's unique you add a 50 because it's considered to be tchilas hekdesh when you change the shlomim. But if you had money left over from a shlomim and use it for another shlomim, that's not tchilas hekdesh. Okay? Says the I'm Rabbi Huna. Rabbi Huna said, you have to place Mr. Suger? I'm Rabbi Huna, six lines to the bottom. I'm Rabbi Huna. Rabbi Huna said, time of the Rabbi Shimon. Now, this is not Rabbi Shimon or Masech. This is Rabbi Shimon elsewhere. Rabbi Shimon says in Masech to tomorrow, we're just playing games, since you're Shami, keep you on your toes. Time of Rabbi Shimon, what Rabbi Shimon says that you can't make tomorrow twice. In other words, if I have this animal, I say, let this animal be tomorrow on this. I can't then take this animal and say, let this animal be tomorrow on this too. A one-time deal to make something tomorrow. When can I make tomorrow twice off the same object? when it changes its status of hektish. Okay, let's say somehow this was redeemed, or it's matir neder, and this is no longer hektish, then it was made hektish again. Doesn't work.
My mind is not working properly. That's not the way it's working.
If it, in that case,
what does he say?
Yeah, that's right. He says again, if this is a pay, if this is a Pesach, right? So it can make tomorrow once. I can take any animal, let's take this animal, and I'll make this animal tmura of this, and now this is shlomi. Because, of course, tmura is Pesach or shlomi. Because you can't make a tmura on Pesach change. What happens if I took this car Pesach afterwards, the second time, and said, oh, here's another something. I want to make the shlomi too. Tmura of this. It's spent. It's battery spent. This can only make tmura once, not twice. What happens, however, if this now changes from a shlomim into a Pesach? A Pesach into a shlomim. So now I can make tmura a second time. Why?
It's a new thing.
Is that clear? The same animal. Before Pesach was a Pesach. Now it's a shlomim. I can make it now into a... make tomorrow off of it anew, afresh. Okay? So that's what Gemara say here. I'm Rabuna. Rabuna said, time with Rabbi Shimon, the logic of Rabbi Shimon. Do Amar, he said, pain a Pesach, he said, tomorrow. You can't take a Pesach and make tomorrow the Shoyne Hemelbo. And to make a tomorrow again. That's all they do, Pesach. That's if it's still Pesach. However, Meimer Bo Odei Ushlomim, but he can make another tomorrow of it if it turned into a Shlomim.
I never understood the concept of Torah. First animal
stolen,
man's hectic.
Right.
So what are you gaining?
You see, you weren't with us with Masechta Tzmura in the Bavli, were you?
No, I was not.
Okay, the basic premise of Masechta Tzmura is simple. The basic premise is that the guy who made Tzmura is an absolute idiot. Okay? There's nothing else one has to understand. Okay? Okay, so this guy, but there's near, there, the Torah to a certain extent, it didn't make Karbonus idiot proof, but it did make it idiot resistant. In other words, you can only make tomorrow once of an animal, not twice. But the exception is if an animal changes stripes, if it turned from a Pesach into a Shlomim, so then you can make a tomorrow off it a second time. So Ramona said, wait a minute, velo demuye. Have a Rebbe Medamile. Is it not similar? Is this halachic, which you said, not comparable to that which the Rebbe? Rebbe not meaning Rabbi Yonasiya, but rather his Rebbe, Reb Shmuel Bar Chia, mentioned above, already was Medame, meaning in this case taught us? In other words, what are you trying to teach us? That is when a Pesach becomes a Shlomim, it's a new thing? I know that already from the Top Gemara. Because what the Top Gemara is saying, if you redeem a Shlomim, which came off of a Pesach, you had a Chomesh, right? That means that the Shlomim is like a new carbon, it generates its own fifth. So what do we see from this? We see from this that a Shlomim is a distinct form of carbon. It's a carbon Chadash. It's a new thing. In the Bavli, we call Poyim Chadoshas Polakat, be a new thing which came here, right? So therefore, it says, I don't need your Chiddush, that once it became a Shlomi, you can make Tmura again, because I already know from Shul Barachia that to apply from that principle, extrapolate that this would be the case as well. Okay? Right, Barbara, you know what? Let me take another cup of coffee. Suzuki, you want one? Alright? Rabbi Bar Bar Chia, the third line from the bottom. Rabbi Bar Bar Chia, B'Sher Yochanan said, "Shlom Shlocham B'Kesem Ma'aser Sheni." This is a portion of Halacha which he says here. You bought Shlomi with Ma'aser Sheni money. Humumu, they got a mum. Upedayin and I redeemed them. Old Einan Chosi L'Kmosha Hayu L'Aser Sheni. Now, when you redeem them, the money you get to keep. It doesn't become Meister Shani money. The time I think once you paid out Meister Shani money to buy them, if then they get a move and you redeem them, the money you get out of the deal. Not the money, the animal itself.
So there's a difference.
Bad.
Wash
a case like this. You had my Shem by Yerushalayim, it's say $50. You pay, you use that $50 to buy in a carpet, right?
Okay.
Now the karma got to move. You redeem the karma, right? You paid $50 for it. The shot to hectic, or 50 plus 10, you pay. No, the animal.
Yeah.
Well, the chiddush that the animal doesn't become my sushi. What do you mean? No, you redeem the its carbon to count status. That's the Havamina. Yeah, it's a very good Havamina. No, of course you would have thought that. No. Meister's, where did Meister Shani go?
Well, you can redeem the Meister Shani to something else.
Where'd it go? But now evaporated. You never ate anything of this Meister Shani.
So you put it back on the money. It's you redeem it as Meister Shani, redeems it as a korban, and then you buy something else with it.
You don't have to. That's the chiddush. It evaporates. Yes. Once you pay to buy the korban, even if the korban becomes now posel, and you have to redeem the korban, nothing takes the place of the Meister Sheni. The Meister Sheni evaporated into thin air, literally. Okay? It is a chiddush. Rabbi Zira, top of Tesaim Rafnau. Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Ila, Tarvayim B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael Chanin, both named Rabbi Yisrael, said, Charam, I want to Shlom Yishlochem B'Kesem Meiser. If you bought Shlom Yishlochem B'Kesem Meiser money, Pak Mem Kudushas Meiser. This is really what we're saying here. The moment you bought Shlomim, that's it. Your mitzvah ma'aser was fulfilled. There's nothing else you have to do. Even if you don't get to eat the carbon for some reason, you expended the money on something which now ended the ma'aser sheni role. That was very interesting because you buy regular food with ma'aser sheni money, so the food now gets the coke, the status of ma'aser sheni. But if you buy carbonos, the Meister Sheni money disappears at that stage. Am I making myself clear what happens in the process? Mr. Suku, do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
But that's not true normally. In other words, let's say instead of buying a korban, I use the Meister Sheni money to buy fruit in Yerushalayim. So now the fruit becomes Meister Sheni fruit. If for some reason I have to sell the fruit, whatever I bought, whatever money comes to me from that sale is Meister Sheni money. But here it doesn't work that way. Once I bought korbanos with it, the Meister Sheni money vanished into thin air. You know why? Because the mitzvah of the Torah was use it to buy shlomim. And once the Shlomim is bought, so the Meister Sheni concept falls by the wayside. That's really what it boils down to. Okay? Now, however, but Truma, yes? What? It's not Meister Sheni. That's the point. That's exactly the point he's making. The Shlomi is not a Meister Sheni Shlomi. It's Shlomi, which is acquired from Meister Sheni money, which is now evaporated. Okay? Now, on the other hand, Truma Shlocha, because of Meister, according to Pina, you are allowed to buy Truma with Meister Sheni money. Right. It's my clothes and our mission. But I'm going to say you're not allowed to. Rabbi Shimon said you are allowed to. Okay? Low Pukim Menu Kedushas Meiser. The Kedusha Meiser did not fall off of that. It still remains. Now says the Gemara, wait a minute. I don't like what you're saying. The Shivin, a Mishnah Shoveres. The Mishnah breaks the statement you just made. It's a strange law. You never see something like this in the Bavli. The Mishnah breaks the same you just made. Why did you just tell me? You said that if you bought Shlomim with the Meister Sheni money, so then the Kedusha falls off. But if you are Truma with the Meister Sheni money, the Kedusha doesn't fall off, right? The Mishnah breaks such a Svara. How is that? Because Rabbi Shimon said, if you can buy Shlomim, what was Rabbi Shimon's answer to Rabbi? He said, hey, Rabbi is saying now to buy Truma with Meister Sheni money. Rabbi Shimon came along and said, if you can buy if you can buy korbanos with ma'aser sheni money, so you can certainly buy truma with ma'aser sheni money, right? Says more, it's not comparable. How can you? How can you compare the two? How can you compare the two? Meshivin Tovah Shepokim Menu Kedushas Meiser. You're going to respond from suddenly where the Kedusha Meiser falls off. How Tovah Shepokim Menu Kedushas Meiser, the same way the Kedusha Meiser does not fall off. Now let me explain that better. Let me fine tune that for you. What was Rabbanan's time? Rabbanan said you can't buy truma with Meiser Sheni money because you're going to cause a loss, both to Meiser Sheni and the truma, right? Because Meiser Sheni, because truma is only limited people, as Meiser Sheni is open to everybody. And the other hand, truma, which becomes truma can be eaten only by even by persons who know it, whereas Meiser Sheni can't, right? So long as Rabbi Shimon says that, listen, if you could buy korbanos with which is susceptible to Beagle, Nosar, and Tome with Meiser Sheni money, you certainly can buy Truma with Meiser Sheni money. She's not susceptible to all those potential afflictions. So says, how can Rabbi Shimon say this? If you're right, the Tan, Rabbi Zira, and Rabbi Hila, and named Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, that the moment you buy korbanos with Meiser Sheni money, the Meiser Sheni falls off and evaporates, so then of course you could buy korbanos with Meiser Sheni money. Why? Because I don't care if later on it becomes Pigul Noser and Tomei. Because it's not Meiser Sheni which is becoming Pigul Noser and Tomei. It's the korban which is becoming Pigul Noser and Tomei. You cannot prove from that that you can buy truma with Meiser Sheni money, because truma retains the character of Meiser Sheni, and therefore it retains the character of Meiser Sheni. So therefore, if the truma becomes tame, it's Meiser Sheni which is becoming tame and losing its viability as Meiser Sheni. So a tremendous lomdish question he's saying. Again, you know, I don't know. No. The Gemara says I don't know anything about that. What your source is? I'm asking you in practicality. You, Rabbi Yisrael Chinuch, created that dichotomy. I understand what you're asking. That's not relevant. It's not to remain to the Gemara at the moment. We'll come to that in a moment. But right now, it's not right this moment. It's not germane to the Gemara. Gemara is saying that you wanted to say that Meiser Sheni evaporates when you buy Shlomim, but it continues when you buy Truma. So if that's the case, how could Rabbi Shimon possibly prove, by virtue of the fact that he can buy Korbanos, that he certainly can buy Truma? Buy Korbanos, once you bought the Korbanos, there's no problem of it becoming Pigul Noser Tomei. By Meiser Sheni, there is.
Presupposes that Meiser Sheni does not
drop
off when
he buys. Yes. So now I'll answer you that question. With your question is an outside question. Outside the Gemara. You're asking me the logic of Yosef Chanina. I'll explain to you, it's a very simple logic. The logic of Yosef Chanina is that there's a mitzvah to buy shalom with Meiser Sheni money. There's no mitzvah to buy truma with Meiser Sheni because the Torah says when you get there you should buy korbanos. Oh, that means you bought korbanos that was a way of being yoytze, your chiv of expending Meiser Sheni money in Yerushalayim. Truma is not a way of being yoytze in the midst of expending it, because we still have to eat it. You either buy korbanos or eat. So therefore, once you bought a korban, that was it. It's no longer Meiser Sheni money. You fulfilled that mitzvah buying korban. You want it, however, truma, then you must eat it. Okay, so that's our Rabbi Yisrael Chinuch Svar. But in the meantime, the Gemara doesn't like it because it gets him in trouble with the Gemara. The Chachon Amar, the other one said, you know what? It's not a question. Leisa do amaro. This doesn't tell us. Meaning, you can't ask. Meshivin davish lepaka mimenuk kedushaso. Al davish lepaka mimenuk kedushaso. That we're asking for something where the kedusha fell off and something where the kedusha didn't fall off. Why? Shuay merlo, because he says to him. Now here the Gra changes gears. We look at the Ritbaz. Hard to find. Do you know how difficult it is? At nights when I'm very tired. Tonight it's actually turned out not to be so. At nights when I'm very tired. So at any event, he says here,
that she doesn't get a ksuba.
If you look over here, opposite the little gimels in there, near my Ravi, English, but near Mitzvah. Right, the Choron Omar. The Choron Omar, the other opinion, this is what girls do. The Choron Omar, Leisa da Tavra. This is not a break. This mission does not break Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chani, and Svara. Meshivin Dabar, Shepaka Manakusha. So you can bring a point of reference for a sign where the kedusha fell off, meaning korbanos. Al dava shulu to the shulapar kami and kedusha. So on something where the kedusha does not fall off, meaning truma. Shuaymer. Here's where the major change comes. Excuse me. Shuaymer lo. It says to him, you lost it, you caused the loss of its kedusha. What does it mean? Kengirsa grows up with Xavia Kocho Perush. The Shapit Baruch Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's question is still valid. The Maim Hekel Lavi Shlomim Beket Samaj Shani. It's a brilliant grow. If you were lenient and you allowed acquiring Shlomim with Meiser Shani money to puck a kedusha's Meiser, which causes the kedusha Meiser to evaporate, you being lenient, being the Toivo, allowed you to bring Shlomim with Meiser Shani money, right? Ukshi Yavali De Pigal Noisar, and when you come to Pigal Noisar, retroactively, Yovat Ko Kedusha, so all of the Kedusha is lost. Kedusha is Meiser Shani, Kedusha Shlomim, it's a total outright loss. Become lichbas lon alzen, unless you don't care about this. Shema yavli de'avedas kol kedusha. Then you might come to lose all your kedusha. Lo koshkein is not certainly so. To mutzel likach mikesem ma'aser sheni. So you're allowed to carry with ma'aser sheni money truma. Why? Because lo chashinan lemait b'achiloso. We're not concerned that you're going to diminish the people who eat it. Bipsul de tvuyo. Such is the case when Tvuyom occurs, to accompany lo te'aved ha'kdusha. Because at the very least, you're not going to lose the kdusha Meiser Shani. It's an amazing concept, the Gra says. The Gra says that when you make Meiser Shani into truma, at the very least, you're not losing truma. You're not losing Meiser Shani. Meiser Shani kdusha lingers on, lives on, is a better word. So therefore, he says, What Rabbi Shimon meant, Rabbi Shimon understood that when you buy korbanos with Meiser Shani money, the kedusha of Meiser Shani dissipates. And he understood that when you buy Meiser Shani money to buy kochim, where when he buys it, there's nothing, then you completely lose all kedusha Meiser Shani, because it just goes, falls off and evaporates. And becomes pigul noser and tome, then the whole thing is lost. Both the kedusha Meiser Shani and the korban itself. You certainly should allow, if we want to buy with Meiser Shani truma, because there at least, even if it became inedible for some reason, since so becoming tame or pasul or something, still the kedusha Meiser Shani does exist. It has not been eradicated from the world. And that's why the Gemara's Taina is, according to the Gra, the Gemara's Taina is that there is still a comparison between the two, and that's why the Mishnah doesn't break Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chinna's dichotomy. So he said when you buy Meiser Shani with Meiser Shani korbanos, dissipates, the kedusha dissipates, but by the Meiser Shani anything else, the kedusha does not dissipate. Okay? Let's go further. Is that okay? Yeah. Okay. Says the Mishnah further. Mishnah most Mishalai. That was a very straightforward outlaw here. I had money in Yushalayim. I needed to use the money. Forget it, I could. Even though it's my Sushani money, I need the money. My friend has fruit. So I say to my friend, listen, I need to use this money for other purposes, more mundane purposes. Let it be redeemed on your fruit. So as long as the friend agrees. So the friend eats the fruit as my tersheni and purity. The other guy can use the money for his own purposes. You may not do with your friend if your friend is an amahoget. Hell of a demai, unless you talk about Maitre Sheni on demai. Why? Because if it's real Maitre Sheni, and you tell it to your friend, so your friend might come to eat it when they are, or when he is, Tomei. You're not allowed to be Matame Maitre Sheni, right? However, if of course it's demai, so we're not so concerned with Tuma, because who says the Maitre Sheni is necessary altogether? Perhaps the Amoritz at home did take off Trumas of Mises. Says more, Paris Yerushalayim, if the fruit is Yerushalayim, most of it, and the money is out of Yerushalayim, Oymer, you may say, HaRei Mosayim, this is money, the Chulonim is redeemed on Paris, not that fruit, which is in Yerushalayim. Most of times, the money is in Yerushalayim, repairs the Dina, and the fruit is outside Yerushalayim, literally in the countryside. Oymer, you say, this money is mechulal, is redeemed. Our payers aim on that food which is out of the shrine will be avad as long as Shiyalu, our payers in the shrine, will subsequently take the fruit and bring it up to the shrine to eat. Most of the shrine money can come into the shrine, be yaitis, and leave the shrine. Because if you have money in my sheni, which you brought to the shrine, you may take it out again. However, payers in the shrine, once fruit enters the shrine, ain't on Yaitim, it can never leave again. It has what we have in Hebrew, called Kotua Mechitzos. It was absorbed by the walls, it can never leave the walls again. If it's my Tushani fruit, and it must be eaten in Yerushalayim. Okay? Even fruit can go out, and come in again. I'll see how in the, come in and go out again. See to what extent in the Gemara. Perish Nigmar Melachta. You have fruit which is completely finished, but no tithes have been taken off yet, and they pass through Yerushalayim on a truck, you know, or on somebody's back. Yachzor Maitre Sheni Shlem Yochli Mishlem. That's it. They can't be redeemed anymore. The Maitre Sheni was acquired by the walls of Yerushalayim. You have to take the Maitre Sheni, the actual Maitre Sheni, not a redemptive value on money. Take the actual Maitre Sheni, bring it back up to Yerushalayim. The Shlodi Rumalachim, one of the fruit was not yet complete, the work with the working of the fruit was not complete, such as Salia Novim Lagas, you have baskets of grapes that you're taking in order to press. The Salitain Lamukta, you're taking baskets of figs in order to dry. Right? So, and you took these baskets of grapes and figs through Yerushalayim. B'shamay says, tough! Maizr Sheni, you have to now take the Maizr Sheni up and eat Yerushalayim. No chokhmas, no redemption. Too bad. Pass through Yerushalayim, it was complete. That's it. Right? Oh, even though it's still not complete, even though it was only in the stage where it's waiting to be pressed, or waiting to be dried, once it enters Yerushalayim, you can't take it back out again. If you did, then you can't redeem it. You have to bring back the fruit to Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim. You can redeem them and eat them anywhere. Rabbi Shimon, you know, Mary Shimon, Rabbi Yasi. Lonech Lube Shama, you may saw a pair of Shalodni Ramalachtan. Els Be Shama and Be still agree that the fruit was not yet completed, meaning that it's still waiting for being pressed or dried. So then, she put him, Maitre Sheni Shem, even if passed through Yerushalayim, once it's out of Yerushalayim, they may be redeemed. V'yochav b'chom mokum shem, and you can eat at whatever you took as regular chulin, regular profane, mundane stuff. V'aman echlu, what did they have of this opinion? Apeo she nigmra melachton, a fruit which was completely processed. She b'sham yom imyachzor, Maitre Sheni v'yerushalayim v'yochav b'shalayim. Shame says, if it passed through Yerushalayim after it's completely processed, then you have to bring the Maitre Sheni back to Yerushalayim. But it's really part of Yerucha B'chom Okim. So it says, even if Digmar Malachdon, even if it's already completely processed, and will pass Yerushalayim, you can still redeem it and eat it anywhere when you separate it. Now, it's all talking about all these cases, Rabbi Yisai. I'm talking about cases where it was Teva when it passed through Yerushalayim. Nothing was yet tight. The question is whether we say matanus lahurmu kamishulam or that. That which is not yet tithe, this is if it's tithe or not. Okay. Says Mar, d'may nichna mishnah, d'may nichna sviyetzi v'nifte. D'may, since of course it's we're leaning with d'may, since most amaratim used to take off maizers, so therefore you can go in and come out with the d'may, and even if once you took the shlime, the d'may fruits, you can take them outside of shlime and redeem them outside of shlime and bring the money back in. Okay? You're not allowed to make this arrangement that say, here's money which should be redeemed on your fruit and you eat it. You're going to do it without more if it's my. Not if it's stepping in Meister Shani. Shane, Moislim, Vadai Lamoret. You know, to give definite Meister Shani to Lamoret because it's going to make it so mad. Now, Richard Gamliel says you can leave Yerushalayim and come back again with the fruit. Says Gemara, not under all circumstances. This carte blanche, Richard Gamliel was allowing you to leave Yerushalayim with the fruit and come back. Rather, he meant to say, if it's tough to find dough makers in Yerushalayim, bakers to make your bread, so then you can leave Yerushalayim with the grain. But only lasos isa v'lachzor to make a dough and come back. Kidei lasos isa v'lachzor to make a dough and come back, not to permanently reside in Chutz Lars. Okay, in Chutz, not to leave permanently outside Yerushalayim. Okay, Pes says more further. Rashi Gamliel Omer. Rashi Gamliel Omer says Zeis Omeres. Our Gemara indicates that those marriages to Yerushalayim also so kechote beit shmirah. Our Mishnah indicates, it says if Tevel passes through Yerushalayim, that once it leaves Yerushalayim, you have to still take, when you take the Meizer Sheni, you may no longer redeem it, you have to take it back to Yerushalayim. This means a Yerushalayim is like a courtyard. That just like when you pass through a courtyard, you may no longer eat a snack, like we learned in the Masechta Maizes constantly, so through Yerushalayim. Once you pass through Yerushalayim, the Meizer Sheni may no longer be redeemed. It's got to be brought back through Yerushalayim and eaten as is. Okay? Machotzer based on Shmira, just like the courtyard, which is safeguard in front of your house. Toveles, it makes the grain tevel, and you can no longer snack. Abzu tovel, so too Yerushalayim makes it tevel. Says Gemara, no. Amar Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina said, "Bedino ya afilu batim shishlam." You should know, even the house in Yerushalayim, according to the strict law, lo yitplu. You should be allowed to snack even when you enter a house in Yerushalayim. Rabbi says a major chiddush. We have not seen this yet in Shas. If you were Mr. Zuger, if you enter a house in Yerushalayim, according to this Gemara, with grain in your hand, you should still be able to snack on it. I learned in all the previous Masechtas. What?
You could not.
So it says Yerushalayim does. Yerushalayim is like the district of Columbia.
Oh.
Who owns Yerushalayim? Trick question. Hashem. Nobody owns Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim owns Chakol Shvatim. What's the value of Shvatim? So when does a house make something kabul and maiser that you may no longer snack on it? You own it. But nobody owns the house in Yerushalayim. It's a very important fundamental principle. Nowadays, go try it someday. But in the old days, nobody could charge hotel fees. And anybody at Shoshu Gun could move into anybody else's house. Because Yerushalayim wasn't divided up. The people of Yerushalayim didn't know inherent rights on the property of Yerushalayim. Okay? A fascinating thing. Rabbi Yonah seems to be cholik, right? Elazoyt the man, so he modifies the previous statement. He doesn't completely reject it, he modifies it. Elazoyt the man. Yerushalayim also so kechotzer beis hashmir in this aspect. They made a chotzer of the house which is guarded. My chotzer beis shmir, just like the chotzer of the courtyard of houses is guarded. Toifeses, it grabs on. Abzutofeses. It's not that you're not allowed to snack anymore. That you are allowed to do, but it grabs the Meizer Sheni, just like your personal courtyard grabs your tevel, so to speak, and forbids you from snacking. Right, so to my Yerushalayim grabs your Meizer Sheni and forbids you, even after you exempt the edge of Yerushalayim, from redeeming it. But it's not really that Yerushalayim forbids snack. Shlomo is not forbids snack. Okay, maybe rabbanan, but not the rice. Okay. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi. Oh, well, yeah. He changes this, I think. I'm Rabbi Yonah. Changes Hadar to Yonah. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says, Hadar Amrai takes out Hadar Amrai. Changes I'm Rabbi Yonah. Okay, so it's not connected to previous Gemara. Hadar Amrai, which means the previous Gemara teaches us. So he changes that to Groh, changes it, or the Rashi, or later, I forget. Changes it to I'm Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah makes this a statement. Kri shu tovo l'rishon l'sheni. That's an interesting concept. You have a kri, means a container of grain, and nothing, no mice are taken off yet. They warned you. They said, don't eat it, because if you do eat it, we're going to give you malchus for eating mice or sheni. Outside Yerushalayim. But Maaser Rishon hasn't even been taken off yet either. Maaser Rishon hasn't been taken off. So I'm Rabbi Yonah. Kirishu Tavel Rishon Sheni. A container of grain which is still Tevel vis-a-vis both Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Imisuba Mishum Sheni Loike. If they gave him a warning, don't eat because it's Maaser Sheni. You're eating out the slime, you do get malchus. Now, hey, Rabbi Mora, Rabbi Mora asked on this, but it didn't have to say this, but the end of the Lord, Mishnah, Beishamri, Mishamri says, Yachzor, Maisu, Sheni, V'yoichal, B'Yerushalayim, the Maisu, Sheni, of this fruit, goes back and is eaten in Yerushalayim. Islach, Meimar, out the Beishamri, Loke, can you say, on Beis Shammai that you get Malchus? I forgot what the proof of this is.
I was going so strong till here. Oh, I forgot what this means.
Those were going for holy purpose. Broke out of my verse, Chazal, Boston. Adam
I forgot what this means.
Hey, right, man. I've seen the show. I've seen the show. I've seen the show. All right, we'll do two blocks. I'll come back to tomorrow.